here. Ward Cater in for Vision Ford. I love this segment, by the way. I keep saying that. I keep telling people that.
Yeah.
This has grown into one of my favorite segments because you're a great teacher, my friend, and educating us all on a lot of different things. Today, we're going to focus on Vision Ford.
Yeah. You know, I grew up with my family always saying it's fun to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a confusing statement, but there's nothing more true. You just need to embrace what's going on in life, and it's not perfect. If you dwell on, obsess on making things perfect, you're just never going to get there.
No, and if you want to go look for the, I always say if you want to go look for the scorpions in the desert, you're probably going to find
them. You're going to find them.
Yeah.
It's like the weather. If we don't embrace today, beautiful sunny day, we know it's going to rain again, but let's live for today, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the things going on in Vision Ford, you and I have discussed this. When you come in here and you say, hey, I had this idea and now it's a reality. So many great things going on out there.
You know, Bill, we are truly trying really hard to be different, to be unique. It's all about the experience, but it's also what we literally do. And I think about mobile service. You know, it's just amazing, not only a concept, but a reality in our world.
Right.
And I just want to repeat to people, it's a free service. We don't charge to come to you. Just pay for the repair you want done or the maintenance you want done,
mm-hmm.
just as normal. But the idea that we're coming to you for free, I want people to embrace that.
Yeah.
So instead of spending an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours at our dealership or any dealership for an oil change, sit in your home, sit in your office. You won't even know we're there and gone because we can do it in about 25 minutes. And we do everything at your location that we would do if you came to the dealership. So there's no shortcuts. It's probably a more thorough inspection because we're only focusing on you.
Right.
We're putting our head down and giving you the time you deserve. So mobile service, please, everybody consider that. Mm. There's no catch.
No, there is no catch, and it's so easy to acquire it. I mean, it's you don't got to jump through a lot of hoops. You just Vision Ford, Drive with Vision.
Drivewithvision.com.
Yeah, get there, and you got mobile service.
Absolutely.
It's that easy.
Yeah, Bill, we got to change the world, right? We got to go live here.
You're working on
it.
I know you are.
Let's give it a shot. Have some fun. We've had a saying forever in our sales department, don't worry about what we have.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get you what you want.
Yeah.
Don't overthink this. You'd be amazed what we can find in a very short period. New vehicles, we can almost give you instant response to what you're looking for through the computers that we have and the technology that we have. You know, again, it's not that hard. We don't want to make it hard for you. We want to give you everything you need in 15 minutes or less.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, we don't want to take more of your time. It's valuable, right?
Right.
We don't want to give it up looking for a car. We want to make it so easy, so simple. And I really believe that's why we sell so many vehicles out of our market. People experience different dealerships around the country. They find us through Google reviews, Facebook reviews. We have one of the top reviews in the country. And it's amazing the people that come to us in Wahpeton, North Dakota. We're really proud of this community. It's an amazing community, great town to be in, to raise your family in. And so it's exciting to see people come from around the country, literally, on a regular basis to come buy their Fords or Lincolns from us at Vision Ford.
Well, and again, I don't want you to be a hidden gem. I want you, and you are. You know, right here in the community, I want you to be a gem that everybody's looking at going, boy, that's nice.
Yeah, we love this community. We love the area. We really appreciate everybody's business that they do with us. We don't expect it. We just appreciate it. And we're looking to grow constantly like everybody else.
Yeah.
And we are in an exciting growth mode right now. We're adding more to our sales department. We're adding additional help out in our service department. So there's opportunity, too, if you're looking for a new career path. You know, selling cars is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think you need to have experience or be highly educated. You just have to be willing to help people and have some fun.
That's it.
It's literally that easy. I learned a long time ago, there's a saying I came up with, you just need to match people and paint. Find somebody that likes a color vehicle.
Yeah.
We can figure the rest out.
Other than white.
There you go.
You know, I had a buddy of mine last week that said, yeah, I was listening to your thing, and his ears perked up when you mentioned AI.
Yeah.
And I said, because WordCater gets it. And what you get is experience. You're looking for what kind of experience can I give to customers. I mean, you're in the business of, you know, of selling vehicles, definitely. You're also in the experience. What kind of an experience was it? And again, you get to this with your mobile service.
Absolutely.
You know, it's an experience that's going to save us money, and it's going to save us, most importantly, time.
Time. Time's such a big one. And AI is so intriguing. The more I learn about it, the more intrigued I am. Initially, there's a little fear factor to it, right?
I'm scared to death.
It's going to take over the world, and we're just going to stand and watch everything go past us. But, you know, it goes back to Steve Jobs had a quote talking about the iPhone and his commitment to his employees to give the public something they didn't know they even wanted.
Yeah.
So he came up with that. With AI, just more recently, as of last weekend, we found ways to better understand what consumers want, not only in Wahpeton, Breckenridge, but in any area. We can go into a market, and we can use AI to help us decide what is it that market wants. Because it's not all the same, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
In Wahpeton, we might like white and black cars.
Mm-hmm.
You go out of Wahpeton and you head to South Dakota, they might like red and blue. It's just that simple. But sometimes if it's not presented to you or served up, as we say, you miss it. You don't understand that it can be that easy, and you don't have to overthink it. So yeah. we're starting to use this technology over the next probably 4 or 5 months to literally have available and show you what we believe you're going to want versus what we have in inventory. So we're really excited about that. And that's not a pipe dream. I actually have this functioning and working, and it's pretty exciting.
Well, and that's kind of the paradigm shift, too, is that with all this technology, it can simplify.
It can.
Everybody's under the impression that you get into more technology, it gets more complicated. Depending on what you're looking at, it can also simplify to a great extent.
And that is the direction we're going. We're not going to throw this technology in front of you. We are going to use that technology to give you and hopefully try and figure out what you want before you actually know it.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be amazing. It'll be baby steps, but we're moving along at a really quick pace here. So it's exciting. Not a lot of people have this, and I'm really proud that we're moving that way.
Well, you brought up the fear factor with AI, and I remember, too, because I'm old and I've been doing this a while. Years ago, people saying there is no way in heaven or on earth that computers are ever going to find their way into a radio station. You have to have vinyl, you have to have tape, and you have to have that live personality right there. There's no way that that's ever going to happen.
Did it change?
Years ago, and I agreed. I went, oh, it terrifies me, right?
Yeah.
No, I welcomed it with open arms. I knew the technology was there. So when the computer age came into to broadcasting, it was like, good. I want to know more about this. There's a driving curiosity.
Yeah.
If you can replace the fear with curiosity, I think you're one step ahead.
I think that's a great point, is just be open-minded. And there's no manipulation. There's nothing other than positive coming out of it. Again, we're using it behind the scenes to hopefully predict what you need. And the same goes on the server side.
Mm-hmm.
We're working with Ford Motor Company also to try and predict what parts you might need. If there's a pattern in the country, whether it's seasonality, whether it's climate related in general, or maybe there's an engineering issue. You know, unfortunately, they're man-made, they're mechanical.
Yeah.
We do have issues. There's no getting
around
that.
Not a perfect world.
No, it's not. And with AI, if they can use that to predict what may happen, we could have a better availability of parts. And that is the million-dollar thing we chase every day, is having the right parts available at the right time, which is a challenge, big one.
It's preventative maintenance, but not with health, but with your vehicle.
Yes,
you know,
there you
I
go.
Mean, it's like a lot of people look at that too. You know, preventative tips for keeping you healthy, but this is a good way to keep your vehicle healthy.
It really is. It's trying to look into the future and just have it available. Again, we're trying to guess what might be your problem in the future. We can use it on different levels to predict when you might need maintenance. With the connectivity of vehicles today that Ford Motor Company has with Lincoln and the Ford brand, we can actually tell the mileage and what you're driving and how often, even if it's seasonality, to help predict when you're going to need brakes, when you're going to need new tires, and even batteries. You know, when you're driving a lot, you might be cycling the starter more frequently. It's just a really a different world today. It's exciting. It's a positive thing.
You bet it is, and anything forward moving, you know, with that kind of progress is definitely positive. So, Thursday's show, what will we be discussing? I love this. I love this segment.
You know, Thursday, I want to share more about the opportunity that if you enjoy technology, Vision, Ford, Lincoln, you don't have to be a motorhead to be part of our team. You'd be surprised when you come in. We have a lot of people that came from other areas, other communities, and they just love the simplicity. They want to see something new. They want to just work with you, our customer. And it's exciting. It's easy. We certainly have our days, but it's just the way it is, right?
Sure.
And we
right.
embrace it and we move on. But we'd like to share some things that are available to you as a potential employee, too.
Absolutely. Ward Cater, looking forward to our Thursday conversation. Good to have you in-house, my friend.
Thank you. Have a great week.
You bet.
You have been on the lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton. On the lot with Ward, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:40 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Jamie Dickerman with the market update. Soybeans trading lower this morning, apart from the front month and it being further bull spread as demand on hand cash soybeans grows. Traders expecting a large crop this fall, both soybean meal and oil trading lower this morning. Yesterday's crop progress report showed soybean crop ratings increasing a point, 68% good to excellent, which compares to 50% last year. There were significant improvements in Iowa, Kansas, and Ohio. 34% of the crop is blooming, which compares to the average of 28%, and 9% are setting pods, which compares to the average of 5%. Wheat faring slightly better this morning with small gains in all three classes, but has been able to hold last week's gains as crop conditions improve and harvest accelerates. Yesterday's crop progress report showed winter wheat at 63% harvested, which compares to 54% a week ago and the average of 52%. Spring wheat saw an improvement in good to excellent ratings of 75%, which compares to 72% a week ago, just 47% 1 year ago. Numbers right now, we're looking at September corn up a penny right now, 394 and a quarter. December's up 0.75 cents, 408 and a half. And the soybeans now, August is down 6 1/4, 1142 3/4. November down 11, 1088 and a half. Wheat market, Chicago, September up 2 1/4 at 572 3/4. Minneapolis, we have September up 1 1/2 at 619. Kansas City, September up 2 3/4 at 580. We'll check the livestock and the outside markets for you right after this.
You won't want to miss this year's Ag PhD Field Day. Guided tours of our extensive research plots, world premieres of the latest ag technologies, the highest yielding farmers on the planet, and more equipment running than we've ever had before. The Ag PhD Field Day just keeps getting bigger and better. We'll also have great family entertainment, including a kids area, food and drinks available all throughout the day. The best part is, everything is free. So please, go to agphd.com to learn more, and be sure to join us at the Ag PhD.